my Bible. This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book so I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Elder Richard. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Amen. It's a celebration today. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, when you get there, say amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I want to start at verse number 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 12, Paul is talking to the Christians at Corinth. He says, now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? Amen? Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Apostle Paul is addressing an issue that still exists in the world today. And the issue that he is addressing is concerning the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because just like in Paul's day, there are many people in this world today who does not believe that Jesus Christ was resurrected. Yes, many people believe that he died on the cross. But when it comes to the resurrection, there are many people who does not believe that Jesus was resurrected because it is far above their thought process. Are y'all still with me this morning? But what if they are right? I mean, what if the people who do not believe that Jesus was resurrected, what are they all right? Then what? I mean, it's a possibility that they could be right. So what if they are right? Because the Christian life depends on the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's really what the Christian life is all about, the resurrection. Y'all still with me this morning? Amen. So what if they are right? You know, because Christianity stands or falls on whether Jesus was resurrected. Are y'all still with me this morning? So if he wasn't resurrected, then what? I want you to look at verse number 14. The Bible tells us here, it says, if Jesus be not risen, then is our preaching vain. And your faith is also vain. He says, yea, and we have found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. Verse 16 says, for if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? For if the dead not rise not, then is not Christ raised? And if Christ be not raised, your faith, once again, is in vain. You are yet still in your sins. Do y'all see that? Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ, those who had died, Christians who had died, are perished. Verse 19 says, if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most what? Miserable. We are of all men most what? Miserable. In other words, if Jesus Christ was not resurrected, how many of you know that we are wasting our time coming to church? How many of you all know we are wasting our time talking about we walk by faith and not by sight? How many of you know we are wasting our time telling people that God loves them and Jesus died for their sins if he was not resurrected? So the question is, was he resurrected. The second question is, what does his resurrection mean for us today? Are y'all still with me? The third question is, what benefits do I receive from the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Are y'all still with me? I mean, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered if indeed Jesus was resurrection. Are y'all still with me? Another question is, what is the resurrection? What is it? You know, because I've heard all my life about some resurrection. So what is the resurrection? Amen. See, we need to know those things. You know, we need to know the answers to those questions because, as I already said, if we do not know the answers to the questions, if Jesus was not resurrected, we're just wasting our time. We're just going through the motion in church like a lot of people do. Are you all still with me today? Amen. So if he was resurrected, why was he resurrected? A lot of questions. Are you all still with me? Amen. Because today, all over the world, there is a celebration taking place. Even in the churches today, there are celebrations taking place. But the question is, once again, what are they celebrating? Because there are some people who are celebrating the resurrection. But then there are other people who are celebrating Easter in Easter Sunday. Are y'all still with me? Amen. So why are they celebrating whatever it is that they're celebrating, but they are celebrating something? Are y'all still with me this morning? As I said before, there's a celebration going on. Well, that raises more questions. Because if they're celebrating Easter and not the resurrection, then what is Easter? A lot of questions this morning. What is Easter? And what does Easter have to do with the resurrection? I mean, are they connected? I mean, and what does the egg and the bunny have to do with the resurrection, if indeed they are connected to the resurrection? Are y'all still with me? See, you all have a lot of questions today. And there are answers to the questions, and the answers, you need to know the answers. Why? Because there's another verse in the Bible that we, as Christians at Word of Knowledge Ministries, should be very familiar with. You know, in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, the Bible tells us what? My people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. And there are a lot of people in the world who are out in the world and not in Christ. Why? Because they do not have knowledge of the principles of God. Are you all still with me this morning? Amen. So for that reason, today I'm going to answer every question that I've asked you. Amen. So when you leave here today, you will know exactly what the resurrection stands for. You all still with me? Amen. I want to start off with John chapter 11. I want you to go there. And I'm going to paraphrase some things to you. I'm going to tell you what's going on when we get there because we're not going to read the whole chapter. John chapter 11. Amen. John chapter 11. Now let me talk to you a little bit about what's going on there, because Jesus and the disciples, they're all doing some things, you know, Jesus things, I like to call them. And Jesus found out that his friend Lazarus was dead. And he told the disciples, he said, Lazarus is sleeping. And the disciples says, well, I mean, if he's sleeping, he's all right. I mean, you know, he's well off if he's sleeping. And then Jesus said, no, he's not sleeping. He's dead. Okay, Lazarus is dead. Y'all still with me? And 4 days later, Jesus went to where Lazarus was, you know. And Mary and Martha, they was there, you know, with Lazarus. And they saw that when Jesus came back. And one of the sisters told Jesus, he said, if you had been here, Lazarus would not have died. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Martha said, look at verse number 20, verse 11. The Bible says when Jesus came, Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary stayed still in the house. And then Martha said unto Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have not have died. And Jesus told her, he said, oh, don't worry about it, Martha. He will rise again. And She told Jesus, I know that he will rise again at the resurrection, at the last day. So Martha knew something about the last day. You know how people say, I'm waiting for judgment day so I can raise from the dead. Amen. So Martha knew something about that. But look at what Jesus told her here. Look at what he told her. He told her in verse number 25. Jesus said unto her, I am the what? Resurrection. And life. He said, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet he shall do what? Live. Now, these are two very important things that Jesus said to her. And these are two very important things that we need to pay attention to, because Jesus said, number one, I am the resurrection. Notice Martha said resurrection was a day. But how many of you know resurrection is not a day? Resurrection is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus says, I am the resurrection. And I am life. And then he said here, he said, he that believeth on me, though he were what? Dead, yet shall he do what? Live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And then he asked her, do you believe this? Well, the story goes on to say that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Y'all still with me? But he said something here that really captured my attention. He said, he that believeth in me, though he were dead. Well, another question pops up. If he believeth, how could he be dead? Because Jesus said, he that believeth on me, though he were dead. So if he believeth, how could he be dead? Well, Jesus is not talking about a natural death. He is talking about spiritual death. Are you all still with me? He said, he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never do what? Die. He's talking about spiritual death there. In one instance, he's talking about spiritual life. And then he's talking about spiritual death. Are you all still with me? Now, I'm going to get back to the resurrection. But I want to quickly, because of the sake of time, I want to quickly talk about Easter in a resurrection. Because you remember when we started this lesson, I asked you some questions, didn't I? And I asked you about Easter in a resurrection. Well, I want to do this quickly because I want to get back to the resurrection, because that's what we're celebrating today. Amen? But for those of you who might not know, I want to remind you, and for those who do know, I want to let you know that Easter has nothing to do with the resurrection. The Easter egg has nothing to do with the resurrection. The Easter bunny has nothing to do with the resurrection. Neither does it take anything away from the resurrection. You all still with me this morning? Amen. It has nothing to do with it. Neither does it take anything away from it. Well, Pastor, what's Easter? Well, Easter comes from a pagan origin, okay? Over in the Middle East, they call it, in the Anglo-Saxon, there was a fertility goddess by the name of Estor, E-O-S-T-R-E, or E-S-T-R-E, amen. And she was a fertility goddess. They call her, you know, false god, amen. Y'all still with me? They call her the goddess of light and dawn, amen. And they celebrated her in the springtime. Because in the springtime, they had festivals. Why? Because the springtime was a time when things started coming back to life. You all still with me? It represented new life. In other words, if you look at some of your trees outside in the wintertime, the leaves don't exist anymore. But in the springtime, the leaves started to come back. The flowers started to bloom. Are y'all still with me? So it's a symbol of life. So they have festivals to celebrate, you know, the false goddess and springtime. And during this time, you know, they had, like a lot of people today, a lot of people on Easter, they wear light clothing. Because they wore light clothing, because light clothing was a sign of new life. You all still with me? Has nothing to do with the resurrection. Nothing at all to do with the resurrection. But it was a celebration where they had feasts, they danced, they parted over here, parted over there. It represented new life. Are you all still with me? Nothing to do with the resurrection. What about the egg? The egg is a sign of new life. It represents new life. And what about the bunny? The bunny rabbit is used because if you know anything about bunnies, they reproduce, you know, they have a fertile system and they have babies back to back to back to back to back. New life. And that's why the Easter bunny is wrapped up into Easter and the egg. And it has nothing to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. You know, I'm going to give you some history and I'm going to give you some historical and some theological. Amen. Well, how did all of it get wrapped up in Easter? Amen. I know this is a refresher for some of you all, but people, some people don't know. And the Bible says people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Well, how did it get wrapped up with the resurrection? Well, let me tell you how it got wrapped up with the resurrection. Many, many years ago, there was a Roman emperor by the name of Constantine. Some people call him Constantine the Great. And Constantine hated Christians. He hated Christians initially. And Constantine was getting ready to go up in a battle, the Battle of Milvian Bridge. You can look it up in history. It's right there. Amen. And he was a little concerned about this battle because he wanted to win. And then he had a vision. And in the vision, he saw a Christian symbol. And he took this symbol to mean that he was going to win the war or the battle. So what he did, he had all of his soldiers to paint the picture of the Christian symbol on their shield. Now, I'm talking about someone who hated Christians. But he saw this as a means of victory, so he had them to paint the symbol of the Christian on his shield. And how many of you know they did that? And how many of you know they went out to battle? And how many of you know they won? So Constantine said, wow, this thing works. So what he did was that began his life of Christianity. And he declared Rome, you know, the state of Rome as a Christian state. Are y'all still with me? Well, what happened during that time is that although it was the Christian state, you still had people coming from all over the place practicing their pagan rituals. Everything was mixed in. Are y'all still with me? He allowed them to do that. So not only were they practicing in their pagan rituals, they were celebrating the pagan gods, Astaroth. And that's how all of that got mixed up together. And Christians, because of a lack of studying, they celebrate Easter instead of celebrating the resurrection. Are you all still with me? That's how it all got started. Has absolutely nothing to do with Jesus. Has absolutely nothing to do with the resurrection. Are y'all still with me? It's something totally separate. Amen. That's your history lesson for today. For now. But there are more. Y'all still with me? Amen. Amen. And listen to this. There is nothing in the Bible that talks about Easter. Nothing in the Bible. Now, I know in Acts chapter 12, you know, they're talking about after Herod killed James, he wanted to kill Peter, but he wanted to wait till after Easter. Matter of fact, let's go to Acts chapter 12 very quickly, and then we're going to move on because I want you to see this. Acts 12. People are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. Acts 12. Acts 12. Amen. And when you get there, say amen. 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 Acts chapter 12. Are you there? Look at verse number 1. The Bible says, now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. That's very important. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him intending after what? Easter in the King James Version. Bad translation. It's a bad translation. Pastor, you're trying to say the Bible's wrong? No, no, no. I said it's a bad translation. See, King James is a translation from the Hebrew, Greek, and Aramaic. Are y'all still with me? It said, kept him intended at the Easter to bring him forth to the people. Because if you look at that word in the Greek, the word is not Easter, it's Pascha, P-A-S-H-A, which means Passover, Passover events, okay? Passover events. This was a time when they were getting ready to celebrate the Passover, you know, and for those of you who may not know, you know, this is when God delivered, you know, Israel from Egyptian bondage. He told them in Exodus chapter 12 that they will celebrate this that thing from now on. So that's what's going on here. Not Easter like we know it today. As a matter of fact, Easter as we know today didn't even exist back then. Talking about the Pascha, the Passover. Amen? So Easter has absolutely nothing to do with the resurrection. And we should not try to throw it in with the resurrection, because when we try to throw it in with the resurrection, we take away from the resurrection, and there's nothing that can compare to the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. So, but I want to go back to the resurrection. Amen. Because we saw in the book of John chapter 11, Jesus said some very important things. He said, number one, I am the resurrection. And then he said, he that believeth on me, though he were dead, he shall be made alive. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Amen. To fully understand what Jesus was saying there, we have to understand the events that took place in the book of Genesis. We have to understand the events. Amen. Because in the book of Genesis, in chapter 2, after God created the heavens and the earth and said, let there be light, God created Adam, okay, from the dust of the ground. And he gave Adam some instructions on how to be successful in life. And he told Adam, he said, listen, you saw these trees, I'm paraphrasing, saw all these trees that I have out in the garden? Of all these trees, you can eat from these trees. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't touch that tree. Or don't eat from that tree. He said, because in the day that you eat from that tree, you shall surely die. Are y'all still with me? Now, Pastor Ron has always been a very curious guy. And when I used to study the Word of God or read the Bible, and when I read when God told him, in the day that you eat of, you shall surely die. But I saw in the Bible that the day that he ate of it, he still lived. And I couldn't understand that. Well, let me tell you why I could not understand it. The reason why I could not understand it is because I was focusing on the scripture from a natural point of view instead of a spiritual point of view. Are you all still with me? Now, I want you to go to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. Genesis 3. Amen. I know it may seem like I'm moving a little rapidly, but amen. Got some very important things I want to talk about today to help us to know how important the resurrection is, if Jesus was resurrected. Because that's the question we asked at the beginning of the lesson. So God had given them, Adam, instructions. And later on, the Bible says, Eve was there. God created Eve from Adam, side, real. So they had their instructions. They knew what God told them to do and what not to do. Are y'all still with me? But how many of you know we have an enemy? And his name is Satan, or Satan, or the adversary, or Lucifer, or the accuser of the brethren, or whatever else you want to call him. But he's not your friend. So here comes Satan. After he got kicked out of heaven because he wanted to take his authority above God's. And God said, no, there's only one God. And only one God who sits high. So he kicked Satan out. I like to say kicked him out. You know, he might have pushed him, but I like to say kicked him out. Amen. So Satan ends up where? In the garden, as on the ground, as a serpent, as low as you can go. You can't go any lower. So what he wanted to do, he said, okay, I got something for God. I'm going to attack Adam and Eve. So he goes to Eve, and the Bible tells us in verse 1, it says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, verse 1, chapter 3. And he said to the woman, did God really say that you should not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, well, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it. You know, God never told them don't touch it. He said, don't eat of it. But you know how people like to add word to God's word. Y'all still with me? So that's what she did. Just running off of the mouth. She was just, amen, amen, amen. Verse 4. And the serpent said to the woman, listen, right then and there, she should have ran. When the serpent started opening up his mouth to talk, it's time to go. The serpent said to the woman, you should not surely die. Look what did God say. He said, you should not surely die. For God knows that in the day that you eat, your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And the woman saw with her eyes that the tree was good for the food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave it to her husband, who was with her, by the way, and he also ate. And then the Bible says in verse 7, the eyes of both of them were open. Listen, I thought the eyes were already open. Well, let me show you, tell you what's happened there. When they went against God's word, they immediately transitioned from God being God conscious to sin conscious or Satan conscious. In other words, they died spiritually, a spiritual death. See, I didn't know that when I was young. I'm like, he said they would die, but they're still talking. No, they died a spiritual death, which means they were spiritually separated from God. That's why God ended up putting them out of the garden. The Bible said they saw that they were naked. Christians, they were naked the whole time. But they were God conscious. They weren't focused on the natural. They was focused on the spiritual. Now, all of a sudden, they went from the spiritually focused to natural focus or sin focus. So they tried to hide themselves. Transition from the God nature to the sin or Satan nature. Are you all still with me? But listen to this. They represented us. They represented all of us, mankind. And because of what they did, everyone who is born into this world is born with the sin nature. Everyone. Because of what Adam and Eve did. They were separated from God. And the only way that people could be reconciled back to God is that a miracle had to happen. I mean, someone has to be born to redeem mankind. Are y'all still with me? Someone had to pay the penalty for our sin. Well, Pastor, I didn't do anything. Yes, you did. Because Adam represented you. Are y'all still with me? There had to be a price paid. Are y'all still with me? There had to be an atonement for sin. Because if not, we would not be able to be reconciled back to God. That's why in the Old Testament, they could not pray directly to God. They had to go through the priest, like people do today. I mentioned that before, not too long ago, actually, we in our other lesson. Someone had to pay the penalty, and Christians, listen to this, in order to pay the penalty, blood had to be shed. Listen, money wouldn't work. You know, sometimes people get in trouble and they pay their way out of jail. And the men who don't have any money, they don't have any money. So guess what they do? They go straight directly to jail. They do not pay us gold. They do not collect $200. Monopoly. Are y'all still with me? But in this case, blood had to be shed. Why? Why did blood have to be shed? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. I want you to go to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. I want you to see it with your own eyes. Blood had to be shed. Blood had to be shed. Hebrews 9, talking about the resurrection. You're looking for a title for today's message. It's called The Resurrected Redeemer. The resurrected Redeemer. Why? Because mankind had to be redeemed. Somehow the sin nature that we received because of Adam's sin had to be destroyed. Are you all still with me? That's what the Christian life is all about. Hebrews chapter 9. Are you there yet? Why blood? Verse 22 is what I want you to concentrate on. It says, and almost all things are by the law, purged with what? Blood. It says, without the shedding of what? Blood, there is no remission. You can put the word in parentheses of sin. In other words, there is no canceling a debt. In other words, we had a debt because of Adam. And the only way that debt could be paid, blood had to be shed. Now, I'm not talking about any old kind of blood. This had to be a special blood. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Because this blood had to be innocent blood. And the only way that this blood was going to come is that someone, since Adam messed up, someone had to be born, not a natural birth. They had to be born like Adam was born. He was born a supernatural birth. Because, see, if someone had been born a natural birth, tried to use their blood, it wouldn't work. Why is that? Well, the reason why their blood wouldn't work is because they would have been born with the sin nature. Wouldn't do any good. My blood wouldn't do any good. Yours wouldn't either. Are you all still with me? So they had to be born a supernatural birth just like Adam. Because they had to fix what Adam messed up. In other words, they had to reverse things. Are you all still with me? Couldn't be anybody. But they had to be born a supernatural birth just like Adam. Because before Adam sinned, he had no sin. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen, amen, amen. And then not only they had to be born a supernatural birth, there's some things that they had to do in order to redeem mankind. Number one, they had to die. They had to die. Number two, they had to suffer 3 days and 3 nights, listen to this, in a place where departed spirits go who have not accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That place is called Hades, better known as hell. That person had to go there to suffer for our sins. Are y'all still with me? And another thing that the individual had to do, whoever it was going to be, they also had to carry their blood to God on our behalf so that the blood could wash our sins away. Are y'all still with me? Now, I'm going to back up a little bit here to remind you all of something that happened in the book of Exodus. We're not going to go there for the sake of time. But in Exodus chapter 11, after God had used a lot of different plagues on Pharaoh to let his people go, he said, I'm going to give him one more time, one more plague. And he told Moses to tell the people, he said, because what I'm going to do, I'm going to go through and I'm going to take out all the firstborn. And then he will let my people go. And he told Moses some things to do. He told Moses, number one, I need you to tell the people to get a lamb. You can read about it in Exodus over the week for homework. Number two, he said, this lamb had to be without blemish. No spot, no wrinkle, no blemish, a perfect lamb. He said, this lamb must be a male lamb. Are y'all still with me? And then he said that this lamb had to be killed on the 14th day of Nisan. Are y'all still with me? The first month of the year, I know here our first month is what? January. But we're talking about the Jewish calendar, amen? That first month is called Nisan. It's around the April time frame. Are y'all still with me? And it said they had to kill the lamb on the 14th of Nisan, and they had to kill him in the evening. Very important. Are y'all still with me? And then they, after the lamb was killed, not before, but after the lamb was killed, they had to take the blood of the lamb. And then you had to wipe it on the doorpost and the top of the door, amen, to cover the children of Israel. Because God said, I'm sending the death angel through, and where there's no blood, I feel sorry for them. But if they got blood, I'm going to pass them by, amen, Passover. I'll pass them by, why? Because of the blood of the lamb. Are y'all still with me this morning? Keep that in mind. So that tells me there's some power in the what? Blood. What a mighty God we say. Not just any kind of blood, but it had to be innocent blood. Remember, it had to be a lamb without blemish. Are y'all still with me? Have I lost anybody? Amen. Let's go back to where we were. Are y'all still with me? Amen. So the person who was dead had to take their blood to God. Not to cover our sins, but to wash our sins away. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Well, how was all that going to happen? I mean, that just sounds like it's something that's just unheard of. I mean, Adam, why you messing me up? Adam, why you messing me up? You mean to tell me that someone had to be born a supernatural birth? And then they had to die? And then they had to go to hell to suffer for 3 days and three nights? And then they had to be resurrected so they could take the blood to God as a penalty for my sin, so I can be reconciled back to God? How was that going to happen? Well, Chris, I'm here to tell you that we serve a God who loves us. I mean, he loves us so much. How many of you know God loves us more than we can even love ourselves? And because of God's love for us, God always had a plan to redeem mankind. See, if Satan had known that Jesus was God's plan to redeem mankind, they wouldn't have tried to crucify him. They would have kept him alive as long as they could. I tell you, Satan don't know everything. Are y'all still with me? God had a plan for us, and that plan is called Jesus. And he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. But the question is, did he make the qualifications? I mean, was he born a supernatural birth? Did he go to hell? Did he take his blood to God? Those are questions that we need to know. I want you to go with me, please, to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Very familiar scripture for many of us. God wanted us to be reconciled, and that's because he loved us so much. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. When you get there, say amen. My time is good. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Look what the Bible says in verse 16. Very familiar scripture to many of us, maybe not to others. He said, for God so loved the what? World. Put your name right there where it says world. Whatever your name is. Benny, Jackie, Sue, Darlene, Timothy, don't matter. Put your name right there. For God so loved, I'm going to put my name right there. For God so loved Ron that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth. Notice that didn't say Ron believeth. It says what? Whosoever. That means he gave Jesus to everybody in this world. But whosoever believeth in him shall not do what? Perish, but have what? Everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So the Bible says God sent his only begotten son so the world might be saved. Saved from what? Saved from the sin nature. Or saved from sin. Or saved from bondage to sin. Are you all still with me? To the world. That's why the Christian life is so important. There is no other false God, because they are all false, other than Jesus. There is no other God that died for the sins of the world. but Jesus. But he has to do more than die. He had to also be resurrected. Are y'all still with me? And as I told you earlier, he had to also be, number one, born a supernatural birth. Was he born a supernatural birth? Because if he was not born a supernatural birth, there's nothing he could have done for us. He would have been born with the what? Sin nature. Are y'all still with me? I want you to go to Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1. We take it over. This is the road to the resurrection. This is what we've been leading up to from our fast last week for those who participated in the fast. The road to the resurrection. I want you to go to Matthew chapter 1. Because we need to find out, amen. Because, Christian, listen to this. Everything that we say and do, we should be able to qualify it with the word of God. People say things out of this world, and they can't qualify with the word. They say it because they hear somebody else say it. And they take in what someone else says instead of studying the word for themselves, and they end up lost in the great big city, amen. And that's the reason why many of us can't get people to come to Jesus. Why? Because we tell them something that don't make sense. Because we hear somebody else say it. Are y'all still with me? I know you don't know what I'm talking about, but we'll get there. Amen. Look at verse number 18. I want you to see that. Verse number 18. The Bible says here, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on the wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, I mean before they had intercourse. Are y'all still with me? Before they had intercourse, she was found with child of the who? Holy Ghost. Child of who? Notice it didn't say she was found with the child of Joseph. She was found a child of who? Supernatural birth. The Bible says, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. In other words, Joseph said, look, I didn't do anything, so I gotta hide her. I mean, if it wasn't me, they might think it was somebody else. Are y'all still with me? I want you to understand what he said here. So he's going to hide her. He don't want nobody to see her. Because they're going to talk about Joseph. Joseph, I thought, amen, amen, amen. And he didn't want to embarrass his wife. And the Bible says in verse 20, but while Joseph thought on these things, behold, the angel of the who? The Lord. Appeared unto him in a what? Dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. For that which is conceived in her is of who? Do y'all see that? That is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth the Son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins or from their sin nature. And all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet Isaiah, chapter 7, verse 14, is who spoke it. Isaiah saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Are you all still with me? Jesus is God with us. Sometimes we sing that song, Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. So as we can see, number one, Jesus was born a supernatural birth just like Adam. Step one. Number two, did he suffer 3 days and three nights in hell? He had to do something because that was part of the plan to redeem mankind. Are y'all still with me? I want you to go to Matthew chapter 12. You're already in Matthew. You got to qualify this stuff because somebody might ask us. Matthew 12. Matthew 12. When you get there, say amen. I know I'm going a little fast, but it's going to be on FaceTime. You can listen to it over because, amen, I got to get somewhere today. Amen, amen, amen. We're talking about the resurrection. Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. I know I'm in the fast lane. You got to run with me. Want to get out of here on time. Amen. Amen. Jesus talking to the scribes and Pharisees. They're always trying to catch him in a trap. He told them in verse number, let's start with verse number 36. He says, but I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof of the day of judgment. For by thy word thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we see a sign from thee. And Jesus answered them and said, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after what? Sign. There should no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And Jesus said, listen, Chris, this is what he said. Listen to what he said. This is very important. He said, so shall the son, verse 40, for as Jonas was what? 3 days and what? 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the son of man be what? 3 days and what? 3 nights in the what? Heart of the what? Earth. The son of man shall be what? 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Well, we know Jesus did something for 3 days and 3 nights. But the question is, what is the heart of the earth? Because Jesus said he was going to be there. Now listen to this. Before I tackle the heart of the earth, I want to focus on what Jesus said earlier. He said 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Listen to this. Many people will tell you that, oh, he was talking about when they killed him. Well, Christians, they did not put him in the earth when they killed him. They put him where? In a tomb. That's where they put his body, in a tomb. So he couldn't have been talking about the tomb. He said it's going to be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. But wait a minute, because that raised another question. If Jesus said he was going to be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth, and people say he died on Friday, how in the world can you get 3 days and 3 nights from Friday to Sunday? You tell me. You tell me. You tell me. Listen, people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And that's why we can't bring people to Christianity. Why? Because what we tell them don't make sense. Let me ask you a question. What's one plus two? You sure it's not nine? You sure it's three? So if I say one plus two equals nine, am I wrong? Well, if 1 plus 3 doesn't equal 9, how can Friday to Sunday morning, emphasis on morning, how can it be 3 days and 3 nights? It can't. No way. See, that's the problem. See, Jesus Christ didn't die on a Friday. Pastor, I don't know what he's talking about. No, he did not. And listen to this. There is no such thing in the Bible as Good Friday. Christians, welcome to Word of Knowledge Ministries, where people are not destroyed for lack of knowledge. See, this is the problem. The problem is miscalculation of Jesus' death due to the lack of studying, due to the lack of not studying the Jewish calendar, and due to the lack of not studying history. See, you can't go in the Bible and find a scripture and say, oh, this is what the Bible says. No. You have to have some historical, historical knowledge of why it was said, when it was said, who was it said to, and what does it mean to me today. That's called exegetical and humanetical. Not trying to impress you with big words, just telling you what it is. Y'all still with me? See? Well, Pastor, how in the world did they come up with that Friday? Well, let me tell you how they came up with it. They came up with it because of the lack of studying the scriptures. Because if they studied Exodus and the book of Leviticus, they would understand that Jesus couldn't have died on the Friday. Couldn't have. Well, Pastor, why do they say it? Well, because of misinterpretation of John chapter 19. Let's go to John 19. John 19. Christian, you don't have to believe what I'm saying, but I'm just telling you based on the word. Let's go to John 19. John 19. Amen, amen, amen. Man, my time is moving fast. That's okay. Amen, amen, amen. John 19. The resurrection. Was he resurrected? That's the question. Amen. John 19. This is talking about Jesus here. I want you to go to verse 14. In verse 14, are you there? The Bible says in verse 14, and it was the preparation of the Passover. Do y'all see that? Remember, I just told you a few minutes ago about the book of Exodus, when God told them to get the lamb, kill the lamb, you know, in the evening, and then they had to prepare the lamb for a Passover dinner. Are y'all still with me? So this right here is their day. They were preparing for the Passover supper. So they was in the preparation phase. Are y'all still with me? And it was the preparation of the Passover. And about the sixth hour, Pilate said unto the Jews, behold your king. And then verse 15 said, but they cried out away from him. Away with him. Crucify him. Pilate said unto them, shall I crucify your king? The chief priest answered, we have no king but Caesar. Verse 16 said, then they delivered him, therefore, unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus away and they led him away. Are y'all still with me? I want you to turn the page. Because verse 26 says, when Jesus, therefore, saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, the next page, he said to his mother, woman, behold your son. Then saith he to the disciples, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her into his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture must be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Verse 29 says, now there was a set of vessels full of vinegar. And they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. The sin nature. Because the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, that God made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. Y'all still with me? He says, it's finished. And the Bible says, he bowed his head and he gave up the ghost. That means he died. He met one of the qualifications. He died. He had to die. And then the Bible says, the Jews, therefore, here we go, because it was the what? Preparation for the Passover dinner, the Passover activities. Because it was the preparation that the bodies should not be, remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day. Uh-oh, here we go. For that Sabbath day was a what? High day or a holy day. So because of that reason, they besought sighted that their legs might be broken, that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and broke the legs of the first and of the other which were crucified with him. Verse 33, but when they came to who? Jesus. They saw that he was what? Dead already. They break not his legs. But one of the soldiers with the spear pierced him in his side. And forthwith came there are what? Blood and water. But I want to direct your attention back up to verse number 31. Because verse 31 says, the Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation day for the Passover activities or events or the dinner, Because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross. Chris, let me explain something to you. So the Sabbath is a day of rest. It's a holy day. That's why people say you go to church on Saturday. Well, no, the Bible says, remember in Exodus, remember the Sabbath to keep it what? Holy. Are y'all still with me? So on the Sabbath day, there was no work to be done. So they didn't want to leave the bodies up on the cross into the Sabbath day because they would have been up there for a while and they probably would have started stinking. Y'all still with me? So they want to get rid of the bodies before the Passover event. So on the preparation day, the day before the Passover, which was the 14th day of Nicene. Are y'all still with me? Remember we talked about the 14th day of Nicene, about that lamb in Exodus? This was the 14th day of Nicene. They said, let's get him down. And when they went to Jesus, he was already dead. And they said, once again, the Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was a high day. Let me share something with you. When is the Sabbath? Saturday. Don't be scared to say it. It's okay. See? The Sabbath is on Saturday. Saturday is always the Sabbath. The Sabbath, but the Sabbath is not always on Saturday. Let me say that again. Saturday is always the Sabbath. But the Sabbath is not always on. The Sabbath is not only on Saturdays. See? And the people read this. And they don't study. And because they see that the next day was the Sabbath, they automatically assume that Jesus died on Friday. Because they're looking at Saturday. But I'm here to tell you, Saturday is indeed the Sabbath, always. But there were other Sabbaths as well. Because the Sabbath just means high day or holy day. Now, I don't have time to go through it, but if you go through the book of Leviticus and Numbers, it would talk to you about the Sabbath day or the high days or the holy convocation days. Are y'all still with me? See, there are a lot of feasts that the Jews celebrate. The feast of the Passover, it's a Sabbath day. The feast of unleavened bread, it's a Sabbath day. Not Saturday, but a Sabbath day, a holy day. Y'all still with me? The Feast of the First Fruits is a Sabbath or holy day. The Bible talks about holy convocation. Sometimes people have convocations. That's where they got it from, the book of Numbers and Leviticus. Are you all still with me? There's a Feast of Tabernacles. It is a Sabbath day. Are you all still with me? There's the Feast of Trumpets. You can go in the Old Testament and study them. It was on a Sabbath day, not necessarily a Saturday. There may be one year, let me back up, these were annual Sabbath or holy days. There might be some years when it's on Saturday, but sometimes it might be on a Thursday, it may be on a Wednesday. But Saturday is always the Sabbath. Y'all still with me? I submit to you that on this day that Jesus was on the cross, they had two Sabbath days in that week. Number one was Saturday, which is always the Sabbath. And number two, they had another Sabbath day, a holy day or high day, and that day was called Passover. And they also, and another day, another Sabbath that's connected to Passover is unleavened bread. Study Numbers and Leviticus. You all still with me? But because people don't study, they say, well, Jesus died on a Friday because the Bible says on the Sabbath they have to get him down, and Saturday is the next day of Saturday, so it's Friday. But there's no way you can get 3 days and three nights. Jesus said it himself, 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Well, when did he die? Well, let me tell you when Jesus died. But before I show you, tell you that, I got to give you some more history. See, in the book of Genesis, when God created the heavens and the earth, and if you read the book of Genesis, you will see that God says, and the evening and the morning was the first day. Are y'all still with me? In other words, in this world we live in, we go by morning. But in the Jewish calendar, he said, God says, in the evening and the morning is the first day. Are y'all still with me? Good God Almighty, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. So at 6:01 in the evening, it's the next day for them. Let me give you a good example. How many of you ever been to Iraq in the Middle East? If you go out on the highway, there's traffic all over the place. They're hitting each other. Blah, 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 blah. But at 6:01 on Friday, there's no traffic on the highway. Why is that? Because that's when their Sabbath starts, 6 o'clock. Why? Because the evening and the morning is the first day. Are you all still with me? Amen. The same here. That's why God told them in Exodus to kill the lamb in the evening. And then they have the celebration. Jesus died in A.D. 31. And if you do some research, to go back in the Jewish calendar, in A.D. 31, you will find out that Jesus Christ did not die on a Friday. Jesus Christ died on a Wednesday. Because if he died on a Wednesday before 6 p.m., if he had waited until after 6 p.m., it would have been the next day. So he had to die before 6:01 p.m. So he died on a Friday. On a Wednesday. A.D. 31, if you go back to when Jesus died, it was on a Wednesday, and it was the 14th day of Nisan, just like that lamb in the book of Exodus. In other words, Jesus took the place of that lamb that they sacrificed. You know the one that they put the on the doorpost? And amen. How many know you're covered by the blood? Now, let me explain it to you. Jesus, from 6 o'clock on Wednesday to 6 o'clock on Thursday, that's one day. Okay? Evening to evening. Let me back up. From 6 o'clock on Thursday to 6 o'clock on Friday, that's a day. From 6 o'clock on Friday, I'm sorry, let me back up. From 6 o'clock on Wednesday to Thursday, that's one day. 6 o'clock Thursday to Friday, that's 2 days. 6 o'clock Friday to Saturday, that's 3 days. And 3 nights. Not Sunday, but Wednesday. Well, you know, Pastor, you know, I got you, but, you know, the Bible says that Jesus rose early Sunday morning because it said when Mary went to the tomb, he wasn't there. Christians, I submit to you that no one knows when Jesus was risen. All they know is that Jesus was risen sometime after 6 o'clock p.m. on Saturday. Because at 6 o'clock, 6:01 p.m., it's another day. Are y'all still with me? I want you to go to, I'm almost done. Amen. I got to finish this. I know my time's up, but I got to finish this. I want you to go to John chapter 20. John 20. Are y'all all right? John chapter 20. John chapter 20. Just stay with me. Amen. Amen. Just stay with Pastor Ron this morning. This is a celebration. This is a special day. Amen. John chapter 20. We got to get this. John chapter 20. Are y'all all right? Y'all mind giving God a little overtime today? Amen. I know. We stay at the club till the club closed. Amen. Look at John chapter 20. John chapter 20. Look at the Bible says. The first day of the week. What's the first day of the week? Sunday. Sunday's still the first day of the week, Tyler. It's okay, brother. Amen. It says, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early when it was yet what? Dark. Unto the sepulchre. And seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. When she get there? Early Sunday morning. It says, then she went and called and cometh to Simon Peter and other disciples. And she said, he's not there. Somebody has stolen him. They took him away. But the Bible says, so they ran both together and other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. Now, I want to mention something while I'm here, because a lot of people have what we call sunrise service. Now, it's nothing against sunrise service if that's what they want to do. But they say they have sunrise service because they said Jesus rose early Sunday morning. But notice the Bible never said here he rose early Sunday morning. The Bible says that Mary Magdalene got there early Sunday morning. But when Mary Magdalene got there, he was already gone. Are y'all still with me? So he had to leave sometime after 6:01 p.m. on that Saturday, because at 6 o'clock, it became Sunday. So sometime between 6:01 p.m. on Saturday and right before Mary got there, he was already gone. Are y'all still with me? See, that's the reason why we do not have sunrise service here. Some of y'all reason why we have sunrise service. No, we don't have sunrise service. Because, you know, it's okay if people want to do that, you know. But that's why we don't have sunrise service. Because Jesus was gone sometime after 6:01. He could have been resurrected at 6:02. I don't know. But all I know is that when Mary got there, he was already gone. Are y'all still with me? So Jesus, you know, I mean, Mary was a little sad. She didn't see Jesus, you know. In verse 12, the Bible says she saw two angels in white sitting. And they said to her, "Woman, what you crying for?" Well, I mean, they didn't say it like that. They said, "Why are you weeping?" Amen. And verse 14, and when she had said this, she turned her back and saw Jesus standing and knew that it was Jesus. Are y'all all right? I know I'm a little over time, but just hang with me. Amen. And Jesus said unto her, "Woman, why are you crying? Whom you seek?" And she said, you know, she thought it was a God, and she said, "I'm looking for Jesus." And Jesus says, "I'm Jesus." I'm paraphrasing. But look at what he said to her in verse number 16 and 17. He says, Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned to him and she turned herself and she said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Master." Look at what Jesus said. He said, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my what? Father." Well, where's the Father? He's in heaven. "I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go tell my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God." So Jesus said, "I have not yet ascended to the Father." That means that Jesus was getting ready to go to the Father for some reason. That means he was resurrected, but he's not finished yet. Are y'all still with me? He had not taken the blood to God yet to wash your sins away and wash my sins away. Well, if he had not yet ascended to the Father, where has he been? What has he been doing for 3 days and three nights? Well, we saw that the Bible said, that Jesus said, "I will be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." Well, where's the heart of the earth? Because wherever the heart of the earth is where Jesus was. Are y'all still with me this morning? What a mighty God we serve. Amen. I want you to go with me. Are y'all all right? Anybody need the water? Amen. We got to get through this. I mean, you got to understand the power of Jesus. I want you to go with me to Ephesians chapter 4. Anybody getting hot? We need some AC? Anybody need a piece of chicken? Anybody? Ephesians chapter 4, because we got to find out, where did Jesus go in those 3 days and three nights? Where was he? We know his body was put in the tomb, but you know, the Bible says when Mary got there, he was gone. Where did he go? Are you in Ephesians yet? This is talking about Jesus Christ. I want you to pick up in verse number 8. This is talking about Jesus. It says, "Wherefore," he said, "when he ascended up on high." Now remember, we read a few minutes ago, during that time, he had not ascended yet. So we know he was ascending to the Father. "When he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave" what? "Gifts unto men." Now, I don't want to get into captivity captive. I'll explain that in the Bible study. I don't want to hold you too long. It says, "Now that he" what? "Ascended," what is it but that he also" what? "Descended" what? "First into the lower parts of the earth." The what? The lower parts of the earth. Once again, they put him in a tomb. So the tomb is not the lower parts of the earth. So they say he descended to the lower part of the earth. And then verse 10 said, he that did what? Descended is the same also that did what? Ascended up far above all heavens that he might fill what? All things. And then he left and gave some gifts to the church. So Jesus descended to the lower parts of the earth, and then he ascended. Very quickly, the Bible says he led captivity captive. Now, who was the captivity captive, or the captive captivity that he led to captivity captive? Well, there were some Old Testament saints waiting for the resurrection, see. And at the time, they was not up in the third heaven with God. They were waiting for Jesus to die and be resurrected. And when Jesus was resurrected, on his way back to be ascended to the Father, he took those Old Testament saints back with him. I get deep into that in another lesson. Are y'all still with me? He ascended. Amen. But he first descended first. Now, I want you to go with me to the book of Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Because the lower parts of the earth, what is it? The heart of the earth, what is it? Because Jesus said that's where he was going to be for 3 days and three nights. Not from Friday to Sunday, but from 3 days and three nights. Amen, amen, amen. I was working this lesson yesterday. I was trying to just get it down because I didn't want to keep y'all too long, but it's just so good. Amen, amen. Are y'all there yet? Acts chapter 2. While you're turning, let me talk. This was the time in Acts chapter 2 when the apostles, the disciples, was in the upper room. They was waiting for the promise of the Father. And the Bible says the Holy Spirit came and filled the place. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues. And the people there thought they were crazy. They thought they was drunk because they were speaking the people's language. They didn't know what was going on. And Peter stood up to start preaching. The same Peter, when Jesus asked him, who do you say I am? And he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, on this rock of revelation, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And it's really amazing that Peter preached the first service in the book of Acts. But they were asking these questions. And look at what Peter said here. He was talking to them about being saved. And he says something to them that David said in Psalm chapter 16. Are y'all still with me? And look at what he said. Chapter 2, when I get there. Amen. Chapter 2. I want to start with verse 24. I'm almost done. Stay with me. Peter's talking here. He said in verse 24, he's preaching to the people. He said, when God has raised up, loosed the pain. Okay, I don't want to start there. Let's start with verse number 25. It says, for David, talk about what David said, speak it concerning Jesus. I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand that I should not be moved. Verse 26 says, therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope. Because, verse 27, because thou wilt not leave my soul where? In hell, Hades, neither will thou suffer thy holy one to see corruption. Now, Peter continues to teach, and Peter is telling the people that David could not be talking about himself because David let me read what it says here. He said, men and brother, let me freely speak, verse 29, unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us to this day. In other words, so he said David could not be talking about himself. But look at what he said in verse number 30. He says, therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he will raise up Christ to sit on his throne. Talking about Jesus. He will raise up Christ to sit on his throne. And then the Bible tells us what Peter is talking about. He says, he, seeing this before, spoke of the resurrection of who? Christ. Do y'all see that? That his soul was not what? Left Where? In Hades or hell. Neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Christians, his soul was not what? Left where? In hell. His soul was not left where? Tyrone, did I leave my jacket over your house yesterday? You sure? How do you know? Because I didn't go over to his house. So how can I leave my coat at his house if I never went? How could Jesus' soul not be left in hell if he never went? He had to go there in order to not leave it there. There are more scriptures. I'm not going to get them together for the second time. There are so many scriptures to tell us what Jesus did those 3 days and three nights. He went to hell to suffer for your sins and mine, to pay the penalty for our sins. He suffered, he took our place to suffer. And then after he did that, he ascended to the Father. Are you all still with me? I'm closing. I want you to go to Hebrews chapter 9. I'm closing with this. I'm closing with this. Hebrews 9. Hebrews 9. There are so many scriptures. And people want people, did Jesus go to hell? Where is it at? If you got to study. You got to study. It's in there. Because if he didn't go for us, we would have to go. If I have to go for myself, then what would he go for? Well, guess what? If I do not accept him as Lord and Savior, I will have to go for myself. But if I accept him, he went for me, so I won't have to go. That's what the resurrection is all about. That's the kind of life that Jesus was talking about. That's what salvation is all about. Not only did he go there so I would have to go, by him paying the penalty for my sin, I was reconciled back to God. Are you in Hebrews 9? Amen. I want you to read the whole chapter in Hebrews 9 when you get home. Talk about the veil that was split in two. If you don't understand it, ask me about it and I'll talk to you about it. For the sake of time, I want to get into you. But I want you to go to verse number 11. Number 11. The Bible says, but Christ being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the goats and calves, but by his own blood. Do you all see that? By his own blood, he entered in how many times? Once. Unto the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For the blood of goats and calves and bulls, and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctify the purifying of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to who? God. Purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Very quickly, in the Old Testament, to cover Israel's sins, the high priest used to have to go into the tabernacle all the way back to the holy, to the mercy seat, and sprinkle the blood of the animals on the mercy seat to cover the sins of the Israelites for 1 year. Every year, it had to be the high priest. Every year. How many know Jesus is the high priest? And he didn't have to take his blood to God on our behalf every year. He had to do it how many times? Once. Are y'all still with me? Look at verse 22. And almost all things are by the law purged with what? Blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission or canceling of debt or remission of sin. Verse 23 says, it was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves were better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the truth, but into what? Heaven itself. Now to appear in the presence of God for who? Us. That's what the resurrection is all about. That's what the life is all about. Jesus Christ died, was buried, was resurrected for you and for me. Go ahead and stand to your feet. He paid the penalty for your sins and mine. He fixed what Adam messed up. Adam broke.